for the second time today. The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. We're getting set for game two of a doubleheader between the Evergreens and the Appleton East Patriots. The Evergreens were 11-4 winners earlier today. Before we get our second game underway, we spent time with head coach Dave Langman. Now we're six games into the season. The Evergreens are 3-3. So, coach, tell us what you know or what you've learned about your team at this point.
For the most part, it's been pretty good. I mean, we've been getting runners on, and, you know, with the exception of the Spash game, we just need to finish it off. Last night against Merrill was a prime example. We left 11 runners on and had opportunities left and right and just couldn't capitalize on them. But, you know, overall, you know, I think we've got some pitchers that can do a job, and we just got to get some more experience and get better.
What do you think are some of the areas where you'd like to see improvement?
Definitely pitching. You know, it's Brady's shown that he's capable of pitching here, and you know, we definitely need to get the two and three guys stepping up and just be able to fill in those spots.
Let's go back to the Merrill game. Merrill gave 10 extra base runners between walks and errors, and even though, yeah, the is better, the hitting in the games that you've lost hasn't really been opportunistic. That there's a difference between getting a hit in the second inning with nobody on, and then when you need something in the later innings, you got runners on. In the losses, those hits haven't come yet.
Yeah, it's been unfortunate. You know, we've got a position. We just need that guy to step up and make that hit, and just maybe take a little different approach and relax a little bit more at the plate and finish it off.
That's D.C. Everest head baseball coach Dave Langman speaking with us in between games. The Evergreens and their starting lineups being introduced right now, and our second game will be underway shortly. Let's set the batting order for the visiting Appleton East Patriots. Appleton East makes some changes to their lineup from game one. Leading off and playing second base will be Dawson Futch. The shortstop, Matt Seidel, will bat second. Playing left field and batting third is Cody Streck. And playing right field is Thomas Shearer, who will bat fourth. Shearer was the starting pitcher and took the loss in game one. Catcher Jake Gosticha will bat fifth. Batting sixth in center field is Tony Link. Link moves from right to center field for the second game of this doubleheader. Austin Meyer will DH. He is new to the lineup for Appleton East, and he'll be designated hitter for the pitcher, Bennett Young. Meyer, the DH, bat seventh. Joey Sherry starts first base and bat eighth. Sherry also did not play in the first game. And Nick Goudreau will play third base and will bat ninth. That's Fouch, Seidel, Streck, Shearer, Gosticha, Link, Meyer, Sherry, and Goudreau to face the Evergreen starting pitcher in game two, Cody Jensen. Jensen is seeing his first pitching action of the season. Jensen has been with the JV and gets the varsity start in game two of this doubleheader. Let's set the Evergreens defensively. We'll start in the outfield where Mike Plaza is in left. Plaza 3-for-4 in game one. Wyatt Brown plays center field. Now, back in the sixth inning of that first game, Plaza and Brown collided on a fly ball into left center field. Both appear to be okay, and both are back in the starting lineup. Brady Burrell will play right field for the Evergreens, so it's Plaza, Brown, and Burrell left to right in the outfield. The Evergreens infield, Cody Cocker at third base. Alex Kell will play shortstop. Ryan Kell will play second base, and Josh Merchant is at first. The battery, Zach Hancock catching, and Cody Jensen up from the JV for today's start will be the Evergreens starting pitcher. And we are ready to get Game 2 underway on Fox Sports Radio. The Evergreens with Game 1 in their pocket already. Dawson Futch to bat against Cody Jensen. Jensen comes set. Here's his first pitch, and it's over for strike one, and Game 2 is underway. First game of our doubleheader started 2 hours late. We were scheduled for an 11 o'clock start. We were playing at 1 o'clock. And this second game, just getting underway now. First game took 2.5 hours to play. Jensen's second pitch is down low. We're at one ball and one strike. Evergreens had a 5-run third inning, which helped them coast to that 11-4 win earlier. Pitch now misses outside. So after starting off Futch with a strike, Jensen has missed out of the strike zone twice and is now behind in the count 2-1. Just underway game two of our doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Glad you're with us. I'm Chris Conley. Pitch there is on the inside corner, 2-2. And Dawson Futch has yet to take the bat off his shoulder. As Jensen comes set, ready for his 2-2 delivery. Here it comes, swing and a miss. And Cody Jensen, the JV pitcher, strikes out the first man that he faces. Actually, I take that back. With no scoreboard, and I don't have the count here, that's 2-2. I had him striking out. Instead, it's a ground ball to short. Alex Kell bobbles it briefly, unable to come up with it. And Alex Kell has just committed an error to allow the first runner to reach. I don't know, I liked it better with the strikeout there. Instead, we've got a runner on first, and Matt Seidel will bat. Evergreens Baseball, lost count and all, brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. As we mentioned a couple of times during Game 1, announcements have been made to the crowd, too, here at Simon Field. First ball hitting ground ball to the third baseman, Cody Cocker, who dives, gets up, and throws, not in time. That's an infield hit. Cody Cocker had to charge in onto the cut of the infield grass, and even though he made the play cleanly, was unable to get it over to first base in time. So now with an error and a hit, we have runners on first and second and no one out. Our brand new scoreboard does not work yet. Going to make those electrical connections, and you don't realize till the scoreboard's not there how dependent you are on it for things like outs and strikes. First ball hitting, line drive into right field. This is going to get between the center and right fielders, drops in for a hit. Appleton East is going to try and score the run from second, and they do. The play comes into second base, not in time to get Cody Schreck, who's got an RBI double. And the first three men reach, and Appleton East has a 1-0 lead in the second game of our doubleheader. Appleton East also had a 1-0 lead in the first game. But here, with none out, they have runners on second and third. That was the first hard hit ball off Cody Jensen. Evergreens played back, even though there is a runner at third base here, and Thomas Shearer asks for time and steps out of the batter's box. Shearer pitched in the first game. Worked 3 2/3 innings. He allowed 9 runs on 8 hits. Try and help his team now, and he is hit by Cody Jensen, hit batsman. That one got Jensen right in the small of the back, and it loads up the bases. So this is not exactly the start that the Evergreens had in mind for Cody Jensen. With conference games next week, there's only so much pitching you want to use up at a doubleheader like this. So that's why Cody Jensen from the JV gets the start here. Here's Jake Gustacia, who is catching now in the first game. Gustacia was DH in the first game and is catching in game 2 for Appleton. And he bats with none out and the base is loaded. We are still scoreless, but not by much here in this first inning. Appleton East is threatening. Here's the pitch. And there's a line drive base hit into left field that's going to score one run, and that's all. It's a single. Take that back. That is the second run that's in this inning. Dawson Futch has already come around to score, and now Matt Seidel scores on the RBI single. The first 5 batters in the ballgame have reached for Appleton East. And we still do not out record it. And here comes Tony Link. Link moves up in the batting order. He was batting 9th in the first game, and now bats in the number 6 spot here. So how has Cody Jensen's day started off? With an error by his shortstop, a single by Matt Seidel, an RBI scoring double, a hit batsman, and then a single. And here comes Tony Link. We have a courtesy runner that's come out for Jake Gustacia. Bases are loaded with Patriots, and there's still no one out. First pitch is over for Cody Jensen. That's strike 1. Of course, what you'd like now, because the Evergreens have shown the ability to hit, what you'd like is for Jensen to settle down and minimize the damage here. Evergreens play back, and that pitch is just down low. It's 1-1. Yeah, the Evergreens are looking for a double play. They're not necessarily going to come home, except maybe if it's hit to Cody Cocker at third. Cocker is playing even with the bag. Here's the pitch, and that's over for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Cody Jensen could really help himself out if he's able to record a strikeout here. Let's see if he's been able to do that. It's one ball, two strikes. Jensen to Link. Here it comes, down low. Good stop by Zach Hancock to keep that in front of him. It's two balls, two strikes. Our home plate umpire in this game seems to be aware that we're playing without a scoreboard. He is flashing the count after almost every pitch, and we appreciate that up here in the batter's and the press box above the Evergreens dugout down our third base line. 2-2 pitch. That one's tapped foul. If you are just joining us, the Evergreens won the first game of this doubleheader 11-4. But trail here in the early stages of the second, 2-0, as the Evergreens are still looking to record their first out in the top of the first inning, with Appleton East still at bat. And Cody Jensen's taking a long time to look in and get his sign. Here it comes, and that's a ground ball up the first base line. Foul. Foul ball. Just to the foul side of the bag, and we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. And that was a slow enough roller that if it stayed fair, the play would have been to first base and another run would have come in. Appleton East already has two in, with the Evergreens yet to bat in the ballgame. Tony Link waits the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes, and that one again is chopped foul down the first base line. So Jensen is going to see an eighth pitch in this at-bat. Pitch count is up for Cody Jensen. Judging from the way the first inning is going here, the Evergreens may be using the bullpen a bit. Jensen again with a 2-2 pitch. And that one is a fly ball to center field. Wyatt Brown charging in, and the runner playing it halfway does not tag and does not score. And Wyatt Brown records the first out. Not really deep enough to try and score that runner from third base anyway, and Wyatt Brown, for good measure, threw a one-bounce strike to home plate. Chance to show off his arm there, which he did. So now there is one out, and the bases are still loaded. Here comes Austin Meyer, the DH. Meyer did not play in the first game. Austin Meyer is a junior, normally plays the outfield, and here's a base hit over the head of second baseman Ryan Kell and into right field. It scores one run, they'll try and score a second, and they will. It's a 2-RBI single for Austin Meyer, and Appleton East has a 4-0 lead. All of this coming with one out. Cody Schreck and Thomas Shearer both score on the RBI single from Austin Meyer. And Meyer hit that one. It was a line drive. Ryan Kell, the second baseman, tried to get up high, just not tall enough to make a play on that ball. Had it go over his head and into left field. Still runners on first and second, and there's still one out. First ball hitting. This has popped up in foul territory. Calling and catching in foul ground is Cody Cocker, and there's the second out. Evergreens needed that. And here comes the ninth batter to come to the plate for Appleton. Nick Goudreau, who is playing third base now. Goudreau was the designated hitter in the first game and was 2-for-3 with a long double. So he can do some damage here. Cody Jensen's going to have to be careful, even though he's working to the bottom of the order for the Patriots. First pitch to Goudreau, that is over for a strike. With the way the Evergreens have hit, 4-0, it's manageable for the Evergreens. You don't want to see yourself falling behind 6-7-8-0 early on, so you want to minimize the damage, give your team a chance to swing the bats and get back in this game. Pitch to Goudreau, that's a little bit high. It's one ball and one strike. Light breezy late afternoon now at Simon Field on the D.C. Everest campus. Wind blowing from right to left field. And Cody Jensen comes set for a 1-1 pitch, now with two outs and two on. And that pitch misses down low. Jensen's around the strike zone, kind of nibbling. Really like him to throw strikes here and challenge the batter. Appleton East has four runs in on four hits here in the first inning. An error makes one of the runs unearned. Here's the pitch, and that misses down low. Three balls and a strike to Nick Goodrow. Should Goodrow reach, the Patriots will have batted around in the first inning. Left-handed batter against right-handed throwing Cody Jensen. And here's the pitch. In danger of loading the bases, and he just did. Lost it with a high pitch. Fastball was up above the shoulders. So now, again, the bases are full. Gostacia is the runner at third. Austin Meyer is at second. And Nick Goodrow is at first. And here comes Dawson Fetch, who led off the ball game, reaching on an error. First ball swinging. Here's a high fly ball that's going to end the inning to center field. Wyatt Brown makes the catch, and the inning does come to a close. Appleton East gets four runs on four hits, and they leave the bases loaded. We've played a half inning. Evergreens are coming up, trailing 4-0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports.
Bennett Groves is the starting pitcher for Appleton, and Bennett Groves is staked to a 4-0 lead. Let's meet the DC Everest batting order that he'll be facing. Mason Hagenbusher leads off, and he'll be the designated hitter. Hagenbusher will be batting for pitcher Cody Jensen. Brady Burrell bats second and plays right field. Mike Plaza bats third and left. Zach Hancock is the catcher, and he'll bat fourth. Wyatt Brown in center field bats fifth. Cody Cocker will bat sixth at third base. Josh Merchant is the first baseman who bats seventh. Ryan Kell starts at second base batting eighth, and Alex Kell is at shortstop batting ninth. Hagenbusher, Burrell, Plaza, Hancock, Brown, Cocker, Merchant, Ryan Kell, and then Alex Kell. And Bennett's first two pitches, well, one's for a strike, one's for a ball, and here's a pop-up that is in foul territory and is onto the dugout. And that was caught by catcher Jake Gostisha right in front of us. So Mason Hagenbusher leads off the Evergreens bottom of the first by fouling out. That is the one part of the ballpark right in front of our press box that we can't see. We didn't know if it was on the dugout roof or if it was in the catcher's glove. It was in the catcher's glove. And here's Brady Burrell, swings and misses at the first pitch, a high strike. Pitch here from Young, down low to Brady Burrell. It is one ball and one strike. Bennett Groves, starting pitcher here for Appleton. Brady Burrell checked his swing there, and it is two balls and a strike. Appleton catcher wanted to appeal down to first base. Home plate umpire didn't even recognize it. Wasn't that close. Two balls and a strike to Brady Burrell. Pitch there, misses up high. 3-1 now. So the Evergreens trailing by four here in the bottom of the first inning would love to have Brady Burrell work his way aboard. See if he does here with a free pass. And yes, it is ball four down low. And Brady Burrell is on. Burrell, as the pitcher, did not bat in the first game. for the season. Brady is 1-for-11 going into the game. And here comes Mike Plaza, who put on a hitting clinic in game one. 3-for-4, all line drives. All of Plaza's hits were singles. And as Michael Plaza sits in, he is 11-for-21 on the season. So far, the best hitter on the Evergreens team. Throw over to first, and Brady Burrell almost threw it. Was able to advance. As Bennett Groves almost threw it away. Evergreens looking to get a couple of runs back that they gave up here in the first inning of the game. They trail 4-0. It's kind of a rocky start for Cody Jensen. Jensen, though, was not helped out by his defense. Error at shortstop makes one of those runs unearned. Mike Plaza there swings and misses. We're at 0-2 on Mike Plaza here. I think we are. Plaza is stepping out and gets his signals from from Dave Langman, third base coach. Plaza steps in here. 0-2 pitch fouls that one off. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. They've been voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. One out, one on as we play the bottom of the first. Here is the 0-2 pitch to Mike Plaza. That's down low for a ball. Plaza's also got a good eye. Plaza again is looking over at Coach Dave Langman in the third base coaching box. Hit and run on here, but you can absolutely hit and run with Mike Plaza because he makes such solid contact that he's been able to hit almost everything. Tried to get him on the cheap with an off-speed pitch, and Plaza flicks it foul. Second game of our doubleheader brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, where they help people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Air Force Sports. Again, Plaza steps out and looks down at his coach. Brady Burrell is the runner at first. And Plaza's waiting. The runner is going. And they are hitting and running. And here's a line drive to left field, where it is in front of the left fielder, Cody Stretch. Another hit for Mike Plaza. He is 4-of-5 in this doubleheader. Now, Brady Burrell is stopped at second base. Burrell had to play that halfway, wondering if the left fielder would come up with a play on that ball. So now the Evergreens with one out have runners on first and second. Yeah, not only does Mike Plaza hit the ball all over the place, and Plaza has been consistently good at the plate. And Plaza makes contact so frequently that you can absolutely put runners in motion. You can really be disruptive when Mike Plaza's at the plate. Zach Hancock's cleanup in today's game. And Hancock is first ball hitting. This is a fly ball to left field, and it's pretty deep. Couple of steps from the warning track, and the left fielder misplays it. Cody Stretch got turned around out there, and it drops, and the Evergreens are going to get a run. It's going to be an error on Cody Stretch out there. He went all the way back to the warning track, but had the ball go off of his glove, and the Evergreens get a run in, and it's 4-1, and there'll be runners on first and second. Got a double check with our official score. We're giving an error out there in left field. Yes, sir. Brady Burrell scores on that drop ball out there in left field, and the Evergreens have runners on first and second for Wyatt Brown. Brown takes a pitch on the outside corner. That's strike one. Cody Cocker awaits on deck. So the Evergreens have one of those runs back. Wyatt Brown waiting the 1-0 pitch. That's down in the dirt. Almost got away from catcher Jake Costicia. It's one ball and one strike. And the best-looking person of the afternoon has just made an appearance in our press box. Wyatt Brown waits on a 1-1 pitch. And that almost hit him. Brown turns away from an inside fastball. He's ahead two balls and a strike. Appleton sent 10 men to the plate in the first inning. The Evergreens now trying to battle back. So D.C. Evers will play from behind in the second game of this doubleheader. Wyatt Brown pops this up to right field. Right fielder struggling with the wind a little bit. Thomas Schurer makes the catch near the foul line, and the runners do not advance. So Wyatt Brown pops out for the second out of the inning, and here comes Cody Cocker. You sure would like the way this game looks if the Evergreens could get another one or two of those runs back. They trail now 4-1, but have two outs and two men on. For left-handed batter Cody Cocker against right-handed pitcher Bennett Groves. And here's the pitch to Cocker. Swings and fouls it back for strike one. Cody Cocker in the first game was 2-for-4, but he had one of the game's big hits. In the third inning with two outs, Cocker smacked a triple that brought in two runs. Part of a five-run third inning for the Evergreens in that 11-4 win. Pitch to Cocker there, misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with toes-to-nose protection. Stop in at Baseman's where they have wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. Pitch now to Cocker. That's up high. It's two balls and a strike. Plaza is at second. Hancock is at first. And Hancock is there because of a dropped long fly ball in left field. So technically, this inning should be over. Runs of the Evergreens score at this point are unearned. And here is a line drive sinking and dropping in right field. Evergreens are going to try and score a run, and they will. They get another one back. Cody Cocker with an RBI single with two outs. And the Appleton East lead is cut from 4-1, now to 4-2. So Cody Cocker with timely hitting there. So Cocker is working on a 3-RBI doubleheader day, and here comes Josh Merchant. Still two men on, runners on first and second after the Cocker hit. Let's see what Josh Merchant can do. Josh Merchant was hit by a pitch and walked twice. In the first game of this doubleheader, this, of course, is his first at-bat. In the second game, pitch there is down low. You know, Merchant is a big, broad-shouldered kid. He really hasn't started to hit yet. Kind of struggled at the plate. But if you don't know anything about the team and you see someone like Josh Merchant comes in, Merchant probably sits 6'3". He's certainly more than 200 pounds. Looks like a slugger, and a lot of teams look like they've pitched him cautiously. And that's a pitch on the inside corner. It's two balls and a strike. Yeah, I mean, if I was an opposing pitcher, I wouldn't want much to do with Josh Merchant. And yet Merchant's bat hasn't quite gotten hot yet. He is ahead in the count 2-1. He waits on a pitch from Bennett Groves. Here it comes, and that ball is popped up. Should end the inning. The center fielder, no, right fielder, cuts in front, and Thomas Schurer makes the catch. And he does, indeed, bring the inning to a close. So the Evergreens give up four runs in the first inning, but get two of them back in their bottom half of the inning. We'll go to the top of the second next with Appleton East leading D.C. Everest 4-2. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Bottom of the second is on. Let's see if Cody Jensen, the Evergreen starting pitcher, has settled down a bit. His team got him two runs back. And he trails now 4-2 as Appleton sends up numbers 2, 3, and 4 in their batting order. Matt Seidel, who singled in the first inning, will get his second turn at bat. Cody Jensen rocks and delivers his first pitch at the top of the inning, and he is greeted with a line drive base hit that Wyatt Brown cuts off in left center field to hold Matt Seidel to a long single. Wyatt Brown's speed was able to keep that ball from getting further in the gap and perhaps go to the wall. So Matt Seidel is 2-for-2, and Appleton East has put the leadoff runner aboard in each of these innings. Here comes Cody Streck, who greeted Cody Jensen with a double back in the first inning to bring in the first runs of the ball game. Pitch there is over on the outside corner. That's strike one. The first five Patriots to bat in the first inning all reached, although one of them got there on an error. Runner fakes going here, breaks and then goes back to the plate, and that pitch is over for strike two. Nice to see Cody Jensen working ahead in the count here. That'll be one of the keys to success for a young pitcher. Evergreens play this second game after already being victorious in the first, 11-4. Here's the pitch, a ground ball to short. Slow roller for a double play, maybe one, and the throw on to first not in time. The Evergreens get the force at second, and that's it, as Alex Kell, the shortstop, flipped to Ryan Kell covering. So the Evergreens happy to get the out there. And Cody Schreck is on first on a fielder's choice, with Thomas Schurer coming to bat. Cody Jensen touched up for four runs in that first inning. And the Evergreens now trail 4-2 as we play the top of the second. There's a big swing and a miss. Thomas Schurer chased a pitch that was low and in the dirt, and it cost him a strike. Schurer was hit by a pitch. Hard fastball got him right in the small of the back during his first at-bat. Cody comes set. Pitch misses up high here. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishing all area athletes a successful season. One out and one on as we play the top of the second. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's down low. It's two balls and a strike. In the bottom half of the inning, the Evergreens will have the two Kells to bat, Ryan and Alex, and then the top of the order, Mason Hagenbusher. 8-9-1. As the Evergreens try and keep the deficit at two as we play the top of the second inning here. Cody Jensen taking a long time between pitches here, and that pitch is over for a strike. It's one ball and two strikes. Nope, check that, 2-2. Again, with our new scoreboard not working yet, our home plate umpire has been a big help today. Big Blue holding up the count, indicating 2-2 on his fingers. Here is the 2-2 pitch, and that hit Thomas Schurer for the second time. That one hit him down low in the knee. And Schurer is on board twice in the game the hard way. And Jake Gosticha will come to bat. Gosticha had a single back in the first inning. Would make a big difference in this ball game if the Evergreens don't give up more runs here. Again, you know, with the Evergreens and the way they're hitting, the Evergreens seem like they can come up with two or three or even four runs at ease. It's just a little discouraging when you play from further behind than that. Gustacia stepped out for a moment and now steps back in. Righty to righty with runners on first and second. Overhand pitch misses down low. Jensen looked like he kind of altered his delivery a little bit. We had lots of sunshine during the first game, clouded over a little bit, kind of a hazy look for the late afternoon here at Simon Field. Here's the pitch, and here's a bouncing ball to third. Play over to second for one, back to first. The throw is high and wild, and a run is going to come and score on what's going to be an error on a double play attempt. Well, now let's see. Of course, you wouldn't score an error there, but the runner's got to score on fielder's choice. It cost the Evergreens another run. Cody Cocker fielded that play at third and got it over to Ryan Kell, but it was Kell's relay throw that nailed over Josh Mertz's head. So the Evergreens do manage to get the second out, but another run scores on the play. No RBI for Gustacia, as it is Cody Streck who came in to score. Here comes Tony Link, and the pitch there is a wild pitch, and the runner goes from second to third base. That is the first wild pitch issued by Cody Jensen. But now with two outs, Jensen has a little bit of a challenge for himself here because Jensen's got to keep that run from scoring. Pitch there is over, and it's one ball and one strike to Tony Link. Link flied out to center field. I would think, even though, you know, there's a little bit of a scoring question here, even though you cannot assume an error on the double play, the wild throw to first base allowed a run to score, and you'd have to say that that run would have scored on the throwing error. So I think it's proper to assess the error there on the wild throw from second baseman Ryan Kell. Anyway, it did cost the Evergreens a run, and they now trail 5-2. Tony Link awaits the 1-1 pitch, and here's a fly ball that's hit to left field. Mike Plaza calling and catching, and that brings the inning to an end. Appleton East gets one run on one hit, and they leave two men aboard. At the end of an inning and a half, the Patriots lead the Evergreens 5-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
We are Foxports!
Bennett Groves, the Appleton East pitcher, was staked to a 4-0 lead when he took the mound to start the first inning. He comes out to the hill in the second inning, still up by 3. Our score is 5-2 as the Evergreens are on the bat with Ryan Kell, Alex Kell, and Mason Hagenbusher ready to bat for the Evergreens. As you hear, the wind has started to pick up just a little bit. Here comes Ryan Kell. Kell swings and misses, actually tipped that ball back into the catcher's glove for strike one. Ryan Kell did not play in the first game of the doubleheader. Alex, the starting shortstop in both games. That pitch misses inside. It's one ball and one strike. Sun beginning to set low out over the right field wall here at Simon Field. Waiting for a 1-1 pitch. That one's fouled back into the screen. It's a ball and two strikes. Evergreen's trying to put the leadoff runner on as we play the bottom of the second. Appleton jumped out to that 4-0 lead, and they now lead 5-2. Here's a hit foul down the third baseline. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, call Glenray Radiators. Pitch now from Groves to Kell, up high. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Kell not biting on the high cheese there. 2-2 pitch coming. That's bounced in the dirt, and the count has gone full. See if Ryan Kell can be selective here and get himself on first base. Waiting on a 3-2 pitch. Here's Bennett Groves offering. It's a ground ball. Foul down the third base line. We'll do it all over again. It'll be the seventh pitch in this at-bat that Ryan Kell has seen. And here comes the pitch. And did he check his swing? Let's see, appeal down to first base. It is ball four. And you know what? Ryan Kell thought that he struck out. Ryan Kell lost the count. And for good measure, because he was confused, tossed his bat and almost hit one of his teammates. Oh, my. Without the scoreboard, Ryan Kell didn't realize that it was 3-2. Alex Kell is now ready to bat. That was a little bit of an adventure to get Ryan Kell down to first base. And here comes Alex Kell ready to take his turn. First pitch to him, looking to bunt him over. It's bunted down the third base line, stays in fair territory, bobbled by the third baseman. Everybody's safe. Evergreens were ready to sacrifice. You know what? I think we're going to give a hit there because I don't think that he would have made that play anyhow. Third baseman tried to barehand it. Was unable to handle it cleanly, but still, Alex Kell was up the line. And I'm going to double check. Hit there? Yes, sir. Infield hit for Alex Kell, and they have nobody out, and runners on first and second. And even though it's early, Mason Hagenbusher represents the tying run. As Appleton, kind of struggling to hold the lead that they have. Mason Hagenbusher was willing to bunt the runners over, too. Pulled the bat back, and that's ball one. Our Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. You see our banner up here at the ballpark. Post your game pictures using hashtag DCEverest. If you're not at the game, you can hear all of our play-by-play podcasts, game photographs as well, at everythingevergreens.com. Pitches up high. It's two balls and no strikes to Mason Hagenbusher. And now Bennett Groves struggling a little bit. Again, you know, sometimes it's a struggle when you have your secondary pitchers. When they have a lead, you want them to just throw strikes. Groves having trouble doing that here. Hagenbusher looks to bunt, and again, the pitch is up high. It's three balls and no strikes. And to further illustrate the point, I mean, here's a case where the Evergreens are willing to give up the out in the name of moving two runners into scoring position. And Bennett Groves is struggling to get what the Evergreens are willing to give him because he hasn't been able to throw a strike. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Swinging there, and Mason Hagenbusher fouled it back, 3-1. Not exactly sure why you would have the sacrifice bunt on earlier there and then suddenly take it back. You know what? Nick Goudreau, the third baseman, is playing so far back, Hagenbusher could push a bunt up the third base line and get an infield hit if he wants to. Here's the pitch to Hagenbusher, and he is swinging, grounded to short. Could be two. Nope, the shortstop throws it over the second baseman's head. Everybody's safe. Error there on the shortstop, Matt Seidel, and boy, Appleton East is struggling. So Mason Hagenbusher gets aboard. There's nobody out, and the bases are loaded with Evergreens. Ball was hit hard, but hit right at shortstop Matt Seidel. And Seidel's throw to second to try and start the double play was over his second baseman's head. And here comes Brady Burrell, who walked his first time up. Brady Burrell came around to score thanks to an error on a dropped ball in the outfield. And the pitch to Burrell is up high, and there's nowhere to put him. Could be kind of frustrating here for Appleton. You've already dropped the first game of this doubleheader, and now you have a lead, and you can just tell the lead is precarious. Bases loaded, none out. Brady Burrell, another pitch up high. Two balls and no strikes. Our score is 5-2. And Brady Burrell with a golden opportunity to cut into that right here, and the dangerous Mike Plaza awaits on deck. Pitch to Burrell is down low, three balls and no strikes. And Appleton East would indeed be living dangerously if Mike Plaza comes up with another run in and the base is still loaded. 3-0 pitch to Brady Burrell. You've got to imagine he's taking here, and he takes a strike. So now he's free to swing away. And again, Appleton East committed an error on what could have been a double play ball, and boy, would that change the shape and look of this inning and this game to this point. 3-1 pitch coming, and that misses inside. Appleton East has just walked in a run. Brady Burrell gets credit for an RBI on the walk without taking the bat off his shoulder. And the score now is 5-3. And here comes Michael Plaza. Alex Kell is at third base. Mason Hagenbusher is at second base, and Brady Burrell is at first. And now there's going to be a conference on the mound to talk about how to handle Michael Plaza. The Evergreens gave up a run in the top of the second inning, and they've gotten that run back. There's still no one out here. I would bet part of the discussion is, do you leave Bennett Groves in the game? Yes, they are. And here comes Mike Plaza. Plaza with a single back in the first inning, three hits in the first game of this doubleheader. And let's just sit back and watch what Michael Plaza does here. I don't think there's anyone hotter in the Valley Conference than Michael Plaza at the plate now. He bats with the bases loaded and no one out, his team trailing by two, and he takes strike one. And, you know, all the pressure in this situation shifts to the pitcher, Bennett Groves. Plaza sets in there, and he's waiting on the 0-1 pitch. That one's down low. It's one ball, one strike. Zach Hancock with a long fly to left field, dropped on the warning track by the left fielder Cody Stretch, awaits on deck. Again, still none out. Bases full of Evergreens. And Plaza, there's a fly ball to the infield. This is not going to get anyone in. The first baseman, Joey Sherry, calling and catching, and there is the first out. Actually, Plaza would have been retired there technically on an infield fly rule, even though Sherry completed the catch nonetheless. Well, now a doubleheader, a double play, rather, could potentially get Bennett Groves out of the inning. Zach Hancock here has got to put the ball in play. Base is still loaded with one out. Hancock is first ball swinging and swings and misses. Evergreens Baseball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Here's the pitch. And there's a pop-up. Foul territory down the left field line. You make a catch over there? Nope, that one was out of play. And now there are two strikes on Zach Hancock. No balls and two strikes. O-2 pitch coming here to Hancock, and that one is outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Wyatt Brown is on deck. Assuming that Hancock does not bounce into any kind of double play or whatever, Wyatt Brown is going to get his chance to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. Score 5-3, and the Evergreens are threatening. Here comes the pitch. Reached out and flicked beyond the second baseman. Over-the-shoulder catch by Dawson Futch, the second baseman. Just kind of reached out and flicked that ball to the second baseman. And now there are two down. And the Evergreens have to get more out of this situation than what they've gotten so far. And it will be up to Wyatt Brown. Brown flied out to right. And Wyatt Brown has been off to kind of a slow start at the plate, could really do a big step towards getting himself right here with a hit. And Wyatt Brown takes strike one. You know, at the high school level, with the bases loaded, you almost want to make that pitcher throw strike one because you want to see if they're going to have control problems or if they're going to give up a walk. Well, there is strike one, so Wyatt Brown's free to swing away here. And that one's up high. It's one ball and one strike. Wyatt Brown batting with the bases loaded and two out. So early in the game, this is a big opportunity for the Evergreens. See if they can be a little bit timely at the plate. The 1-1 pitch almost hit Wyatt Brown. He turned away. Pitch was up at his shoulders. It's two balls and one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wyatt Brown fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. Wyatt Brown has a tendency to strike out, so this is an area where you'd really like to see him make contact and keep the inning going. 2-2 pitch from Bennett Groves. Here it comes. And Wyatt Brown swings and misses. He has struck out, and the Evergreens leave the bases loaded and get only one run in. Two innings complete. Appleton East 5, D.C. Everest 3 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're ready to play the top of the third inning with Appleton East leading 5-2 on Fox Sports Radio, and the Evergreens have made a defensive change, and we're not sure why. Brady Burrell, who had been in right field, comes out, and Bryce Hines comes in. Brady Burrell pitched earlier in the game. I mean, it's early to make a defensive change. And here, first ball hitting is Austin Meyer. Meyer hits it right off the shortstop, Alex Kell, and Meyer's got himself a base hit to lead off the ball game. Hit hard enough. I think we would give Austin Meyer an infield hit there. And Joey Sherry, the first baseman, is coming up to bat. Appleton East has put the leadoff runner on in each of the three innings we've seen so far. Here comes Joey Sherry, who fouled out his first time. Cody Jensen pitching to Sherry. First ball is up high. Appleton East so far in the ballgame is out, hit the Evergreen 6-3. And they lead 5-3 in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch, and there's a wild pitch over the catcher and over the batter's head, and Austin Meyer will advance to second on the wild pitch. So just like that, Appleton East has a runner in scoring position the way it has seemed the entire game. We will assume that Bryce Hines, who has entered the game as a defensive replacement for Brady Burrell, that Bryce Hines will bat in Burrell's spot, which will put him number two in the Evergreens order. Pitch there, misses outside. And we're at three balls and no strikes to Joey Sherry with a runner on second and none out. So what we need really is for Cody Jensen, the Evergreens pitcher, to toughen up here and hold the lead where it is for Appleton East. Not have his team fall further behind. It's 5-3, and Joey Sherry has just been issued a walk. That's the second walk that Jensen has allowed against no strikeouts. And here comes Nick Goodrow. Goodrow was issued the other walk and was left stranded on first base. Appleton East, after getting those four runs in, they did leave the bases loaded in the first inning. So it could be worse than it is right now at 5-3. Goodrow bunts back to the mound to advance the runners. Fielded cleanly, throw over to first, and pulled the first baseman off the bag, and everybody is safe. It's going to be a throwing error on Cody Jensen, the pitcher. So there's an opportunity where, you know, we mentioned this in the other half of the inning, where the Evergreens were willing to sacrifice and give up a run. There's a case where Appleton was willing to sacrifice and give up an out, and the Evergreens were unable to record it. The bases are loaded with nobody out. And Dawson Futch at the top of the order comes to bat for Appleton East. And the Evergreens are in danger of falling further behind. First pitch is strike one. And the error on that sacrifice bunt goes to the pitcher, Cody Jensen. So it's a case where the pitcher was unable to help himself in the field. And here's the pitch. And here's a line drive into left center field. Wyatt Brown ranges over and makes a nice catch out there. It is still deep enough to bring in a run. So the Evergreens will get the first out It will go down as a sacrifice fly for Dawson Futch. It allows the runner to tag up from third and score. And the score now is 6-3. Appleton East has scored in each one of their innings. The other runners did not advance, so there are still runners on first and second with one out. And Wyatt Brown, showing off that speed, moved over to left center field to make a nice play on that ball, catching it on the fly. Here's the pitch to Matt Seidel, and it's down low. So Seidel bats with one out and one run in, and he still has runners on first and second. Again, our new score, 6-3, the Patriots leading the Evergreens. And pitcher Cody Jensen again takes a long time to look in and get his sign. That one misses just inside, two balls and no strikes. Now check that, 1-1. Double play is in order here. That would be helpful. One ball, one strike, and one out. Top of the third in game two of our doubleheader. And here's a hard hit ball to short. Could be a double play ball from Kel to Kel. Relay to first and not in time. Matt Seidel, busting it up the line, just barely beat that out on what could have been an inning-ending double play. Instead, the Evergreens get the force at second for the second out, and there are runners at first and third now. And here comes Cody Streck. Streck bats third in the batting order. Streck has a double and reached on a fielder's choice, and he's scored twice. Also got the game's first RBI that hit that double back in the first inning. 6-3 is our score with two outs. Pitch down low in the dirt, blocked by Zach Hancock. Saved his pitcher a run there. Our next Evergreens broadcast, we are scheduled to be with you on Tuesday in Marshfield against the Tigers. That'll be a good game if we get it in. Rain in the forecast, but we've got 2.5 days for the weather people to get that one wrong. Double steal here, pitches up high, throw down to second, and they got him! The inning is over! Matt Seidel has just been thrown out by catcher Zach Hancock, and that brings the inning to a close. So Appleton East literally takes the bat out of the hands of their number three hitter on a caught stealing down at second base. Appleton East gets one more run on one hit. At the end of 2.5, Appleton East leads the Evergreen 6-3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone & Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who? We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively. From the air.
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, bro. I got you covered, man.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go.
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports. We are Fox Sports.
Welcome back to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio. Bottom of the third inning, Evergreens trailing by three runs, and Cody Cocker is first ball swinging and fouls it off for strike one against Bennett Groves. I'm Chris Conley, and this has turned into a full and a pleasant Saturday afternoon of baseball. 45 degrees for first pitch of our first game. We've warmed up to 53 degrees, become very comfortable. Pitch here, swing and a miss, and Cody Cocker is down on the count 0-2. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Bennett Groves delivers his 0-2 pitch, just missed outside. It's a ball and two strikes. If you were not with us for Game 1, you missed Brady Burrell improving his pitching record to 3-1. He worked six innings and allowed three runs. in an 11-4 Evergreens win. Cody Cocker stays alive, fouling that off. Evergreens have played from behind in Game 2 from the start. Appleton East touched up pitcher Cody Jensen for the Evergreens for 4 runs in the first inning, and they have scored single runs in the second and third. Evergreens have managed to get back to within 2 runs. They got it back to 4-2, but did not get any closer, and now find themselves trailing by 3. Cody Cocker is set back into the batter's box, waiting on an 0-2 pitch. That one's down low. Sorry, I've got the count now. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Josh Merchant is on deck. Cocker singled during his first at-bat back in the first inning. 1-for-1 today. 2-2 pitch coming. Cocker chops it off the mound, fielding it as the pitcher, Bennett Groves. Groves flips to first base and Joey Sherry, and Cocker is retired. Groves had to come off to his left to field that, so he was moving towards first base and then was able to make an underhand flip to retire Cody Cocker. We've mentioned that Appleton East has put their leadoff runner on in each of the 3 innings. The Evergreens have had the leadoff runner on only in 1 of their 3 innings. And here's Josh Merchant, pitched down low to Josh, ball 1. Again, upcoming broadcast on Fox Sports Radio, Walsall East baseball on Monday, D.C. Everest and Marshfield Tuesday in Marshfield. Pitch is over for a strike, 1-1. If we don't have rain, that Marshfield game is scheduled for a 4:30 start, so if you're not making the trip, we'll be good company. You'll hear it right here on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Groves bounces that pitch to Merchant. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And today's broadcast is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. They say, see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Ground ball to short. Matt Seidel with a long throw got Josh Merchant by a couple of steps. Merchant's not all that fast, and Seidel with a strong throw across the diamond. So 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the third, and Ryan Kell to bat. Kell helped the Evergreens get a run back in the bottom of the second inning. He led off the inning with a walk. He advanced on Alex Kell's single, then moved over to third on an error, and then scored when the bases were loaded and Brady Burrell was able to work out a walk. And Brady Burrell has since left the ballgame, and we're not sure why. Burrell, who pitched in the first game, started in right field today and has now been replaced here only in the third inning by Bryce Hines. First pitch is fouled off by Ryan Kell. Second pitch almost hit him. 1 ball, 1 strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Easy Living Management. They are the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your property easy. Pitches up high to Ryan Kell. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Alex Kell awaits on deck. Ryan Kell waiting in the batter's box on the pitch, and that is fouled back. Second strike there. So earlier today, we heard the Evergreens snap their 2-game losing streak. Until this home opener, they had been 1-0 losers to Spash and then 8-5 losers last night to Merrill. But that's all in the rearview mirror. Did he check his swing on what could be strike 3? Yes, he did. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Kell did hold up, not chasing that pitch low and in the dirt. So with 2 outs and none on, Ryan Kell has battled back in the count to 3-2. And here comes the payoff pitch, walked him up high. Ryan Kell, good eye, has worked out walks in both of his plate appearances. And the Evergreens are going to send up a pinch hitter for Alex Kell. Jordan Ellenbecker is about to bat. Jordan Ellenbecker has played some outfield. Alex Kell, who singled his first time up, will not take a turn at bat. And here comes Jordan Ellenbecker. Ellenbecker is a senior, right-handed batter. See if the Evergreens want to try and move Ryan Kell from first base. See if they've got him running here, try and get him into scoring position. He's got a big lead out there. Pitches low for ball 1. Should Ellenbecker reach or continue the inning, the Evergreens would go back to the top of the order, and Mason Hagenbusher would bat. Our score is 6-3. The Evergreens are trailing here in their half of the third inning. Two out pitch. That one is down low. It's two balls and no strikes. And again, Ryan Kell is still at first base. Big lead, but not going here. Evergreens getting two runs back in the first and one more in the second. Trying to build on that here in the third. 2-0 pitch, swinging, fouled back. It's 2-1. We were scheduled for an 11 o'clock in the morning first game. We started 2 hours late. And I think everyone's going to be happy about that. Temperatures were in the 30s, and it was a cold, cold morning. Much more pleasant to start these games a little bit later than expected. And here's a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Nick Goudreau, long throw, got him. Jordan Ellenbecker grounds out to bring the third inning to a close, and the Evergreens do not score. They leave a runner on base thanks to a walk, and at the end of three complete, Appleton East leads DC Everest 6-3. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Now I'd like to spend some time here for a
Smith
public service announcement. Andy Dalton, Bengals quarterback, said today he's the face of the Bengals franchise and wants to get paid like the face of the Bengals franchise. Hang on, what's coming to me? Numbers below 80. Name Andy Dalton's quarterback rating in every one of his playoff games.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're about to go to the top of the fourth inning, and the Evergreens have made a pitching change. Another JV pitcher about to make his varsity debut. Here comes Logan Langbin. I believe Logan has already seen some action this season at the JV level. And Alex Kell re-enters the game at shortstop for DC Everest after Jordan Ellenbecker batted for him in the bottom of the third. So Cody Jensen works three innings. He allowed six runs and gave up six hits. He also committed an error. Cody Jensen did not record a strikeout, and he walked one. 3, 4, and 5 in the Appleton East batting order for Logan Langbin. Langbin just looks like a kid out there. He's a short, stocky kid. Pitch over. Strike one for Logan Langbin at the varsity level. That's the way to start him off. Cody Streck doubled and bounced into a fielder's choice, as he is the leadoff batter here in the top of the fourth inning. And here's a ground ball to third, fielded cleanly by Cody Cocker. Throw across to Josh Merchant, got him. And for the first time in the ball game, the Evergreens defense has retired the leadoff batter for Appleton. So there's a pretty good start for Logan Langbin. Cody Jensen right now is on the hook for the loss. The Evergreens cannot come back. Going to try and reconstruct how many of the six runs that he allowed would be earned runs. And it looks like three of those runs would be earned, with the Evergreens committing three errors. First pitch to Thomas Schurer is a ball. Schurer has been hit by a pitch twice, and it was the losing pitcher in game one. So that doesn't sound like such a good afternoon at the ballpark for Thomas Schurer. Here's Langbin's pitch, and that's over. One ball and one strike. I'll say this for Logan Langbin. He's been able to find the plate. No nerves, not wild. Come sit. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. That's just a little bit low. It's two balls and a strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. And here's the pitch, misses inside. We're at three balls and a strike here? I think we are. Logan's got a lot of family members around the ballpark today. He's got his own cheering section here, no doubt. One out and none on. Here is his 3-1 pitch, and that's a high strike, and the count goes full. So Logan Langman trying to battle back here. Logan's a coach's son. Dad's on the bench giving the ball to his kid here. Three balls, two strikes. Logan Langman's got his sign from catcher Zach Hancock. Here it comes. Lost him down low. Logan Langman has issued his first walk. Jake Gostasia to bat now. Bounced into a fielder's choice and singled back in that four-run fourth inning. And Appleton East jumped out on the Evergreens early in this game. They got four runs and sent 10 men to the plate back in the first inning. Evergreens have settled down a little bit now. First ball hitting. Here's a fly ball into left center field. Mike Plaza coming over, has it go off his glove for an error. It's rolling around out there. Wyatt Brown is able to get it back into the infield. Mike Plaza, who was ranging over into left center field, had it go off what looked like the webbing of his glove. So that's going to be a two-base error, and the Evergreens are lucky that a run didn't score on that. Actually, we're going to hear that's going to be scored a hit. Yes, it will be. Okay. Well, Mike Plaza had to range all the way over into left center field, even though the ball went off his glove here. So Gustasia will be credited with a double. And Thomas Shearer, who had to play that halfway, was not able to score from first base. So he's over at third. So still no runs in. And with one out, Tony Link will bat with runners at second and third. So Jake Gustasia will be happy to hear that he's credited with double there. And now Logan Langman has to work himself out of a little bit of trouble. Pitch there is down low. The Evergreens have Cody Cocker even with the bag at third base, so he might try and cut down a run at home. The Evergreens play the rest of the infield back, looking for the out here at first base. Logan Langman's pitch there is a fastball right at the knees for a strike. That's a pitcher's pitch. Keep that fastball down, work in the lower part of the strike zone, just like you're supposed to. One ball, one strike. Tony Link is 0 for 2 in the ballgame. He's flied out twice. Got a chance for two RBIs if he can get a hit here. Here's Logan Langman's 1-1 pitch on the outside corner, strike two. It's a ball and two strikes. Langman in relief of Jensen here in the top of the fourth inning. Evergreens trail 6-3. And Appleton East trying to build on that three-run lead. Pitched there, just hit him to load the bases. Tony Link was hit there in the upper shoulder by a Langman fastball. And now the bases are full. Austin Meyer, who is 2-for-2, the designated hitter for Appleton East, will come and take his turn. You really don't want to see the Evergreens fall further behind today. So here's Meyer with a chance to kind of blow this game open, depending on what he does. There's one out, and the bases are loaded. Shearer at third, Gustasia at second, and Link at first. Meyer ready for his pitch from Logan Langman. Swings and pops it up on the infield. Infield fly rule, Ryan Kell makes the catch, and there are two outs. Runners do not advance. And Logan Langman gets kind of a cheap out, just what you needed there. Got Meyer to chase a low pitch. Just kind of popped it up weakly in the infield. And now the Evergreens are one out away from getting out of this. Here's Joey Sherry. Sherry is the first baseman. Walked and popped out in foul territory so far in the ballgame. Logan Langman trying to keep this at a 6-3 ballgame, and his first pitch is up high. You know, with bases loaded, boy, you really want that first pitch to be strike one. And Langman was up high for ball one there for the first in this sequence. Should the inning continue, Nick Goudreau awaits on deck for Appleton. And he's reached in both of his plate appearances. Here is the 1-0 pitch, and that's on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Nice pitch from Logan Langman. Langman's been able to spot that fastball low in the count and on the outside corner, low in the strike zone. Looking in now to catcher Zach Hancock and about to deliver his 1-1 pitch with the bases loaded and two outs. Here it comes. And here's a line drive, and that is going to be caught in left field by Mike Plaza to bring the inning to a close. Appleton East, for the first time in the game, does not score in their half of an inning. They leave the bases loaded. Bottom of the fourth coming up next. Evergreen's trailing Appleton East 6-3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field on the campus of D.C. Everest High School. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens trail by three runs, and they're coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Our score, 6-3. There is a defensive change for Appleton East, a new center fielder. Logan Andrew comes out into center field. And he replaces Tony Link, who started in the outfield in both games. Bennett Groves is back out. And here's a ground ball to second. First ball swinging, and Mason Hagenbusher is out by half a step. One pitch and one out. So Mason Hagenbusher finds himself a quick 0-for-3 in the second game of this doubleheader. Bryce Hines, who came in the game for Brady Burrell back in the third inning, is about to take his first at-bat of the doubleheader. And we hope Brady Burrell has nothing wrong with him. Be unusual to see a defensive change so early in the ballgame. Brady Burrell was the starting pitcher and was able to work out two walks in his two plate appearances in this second game. Giving way to Bryce Hines now, who takes the first pitch for a ball, and there's a ground ball down the third base line. That's a fair ball. And it's going to be a long single for Bryce Hines, who enters the game and promptly puts himself on first base as he smacked that ball into left field. That is the fourth hit for the Evergreens on the three runs that they've scored, as Bennett Groves has been kind of a bend-but-don't-break pitcher. And now he's got to face Michael Plaza with one out and one on. Plaza was retired by the first baseman. And Plaza has been probably the toughest out of anyone to bat in this doubleheader. 1-for-2, throw over to first base, and Bryce Hines is back safely. Not sure about Bryce Hines' speed. I mean, I just really don't know if he's a fast kid or not. With the way Plaza's been hitting, to try and move a runner into scoring position would be huge. Although then you only open up the base, and it's possible that Appleton East would put Plaza on instead of pitching to him. Here's the pitch to Plaza. You bet he's hitting. This one is well hit into left center field. It's got to go all the way into the gap. Extra bases. It's up against the wall. In fact, did that go out of here? Yes, it did. Went up and over the left field wall. A home run for Michael Plaza. Thought for a moment that that might be up against the wall on the fly. Instead, Michael Plaza sent it out of the ballpark to left center field. And the Evergreens, thanks to Mike Plaza's two-run homer, are back within one run. Just talking about what a hard out Michael Plaza is, and you bet, just sent one out of Simon Field to left center field. And the Evergreens now trail 6-5, and Zach Hancock is ready to take his turn at plate. Mike Plaza hits the first home run of the Evergreen season. And with Zach Hancock ready to bat, we're going to get a visit to the pitcher's mound. Bennett Groves is going to have a discussion with his coach. Groves will stay in. Hancock is ready to bat. And the Evergreens have indeed cut in to Appleton East's lead. Appleton East also may not want to use up too much pitching in this doubleheader, as Bennett Groves not only is still pitching, but there is no action in the Appleton East bullpen. And the first pitch to Hancock is down low for a ball. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Cannot say enough about the hitting of Mike Plaza. 3-for-4 in the first game, 2-for-3 in the second game of this doubleheader. Plaza's got 2 home runs and has scored twice. Appleton East will be happy to be done with Mike Plaza once they get on the bus and head home from here, win or lose in this second game. The Evergreens trailed by as many as 4 and have clawed their way back to be down by 1 run, and now indeed there is going to be some action in the bullpen. Ground ball to short here, fielded by Matt Steidel, who throws across the diamond and gets the second out as Zach Hancock is retired. Wyatt Brown ready to bat now. He's 0-for-2 in the game.
Number 23, Wyatt Brown.
That is Nick Goudreau, who is throwing in the bullpen. Goudreau, though, is listed as the catcher, so the pitcher that may be warming up is someone else. Wyatt Brown, first ball hitting, fly ball into the wind in right field. The right fielder, though, fights the wind, is camped under it, and Thomas Schurer makes the catch to retire Wyatt Brown. The Evergreens get a 2-run homer from Mike Plaza and pull within 1. At the end of 4 innings, Appleton East 6, D.C. Everest 5. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Buckhorns!
The Evergreens send Logan Langbin back out to work the top of the fifth inning. Stakes have just been raised in this ball game as the Evergreens are back within a run 6-5. And Logan Langbin was able to hold the line back in the fourth inning. Appleton East loaded the bases but was unable to score. The Evergreens come back. Logan Langbin could be working on his first win of his varsity career, so that'd be nice. We are going to have a pinch hitter here for Appleton. Chris Miller will bat. Miller will bat for Nick Goudreau. First ball swinging, fouls it back for strike one. See if Miller stays in the game and plays third base. That is Goudreau's position. Or whether or not he'll go back to the bench as a re-entry. And here's a short fly ball into left field. Mike Plaza is under it, and Plaza makes the catch. Miller is retired. There's one out. To the top of the batting order now, and Dawson Futch. Futch is 0-for-2. Sacrifice fly in the third inning. Flied out and reached on an error. So Logan Langbin, in both of the innings that he's worked, has been able to retire the first batter. That's good. Pitch there is over for strike one. one of the frustrations for Appleton East, one of the regrets that they'll have in this ball game should they not be able to hold the lead. Twice they have left the bases loaded, in the first and in the fourth innings. Here's Lang's 0-1 pitch. That misses inside. It's one ball and one strike. Coach Dave Langbin, pitcher's dad, on the bench down below us. Wonder if he chirps a little at the umpires here. Or if you back off a little bit. One ball, one strike. Langbin bounces that pitch in front of home plate. It's two balls and one strike. Hazy sunshine in what's turned into a pretty nice afternoon at Simon Field at DC Everest. First time we played at home all year. And here's a ball that's well hit to center field. Wyatt Brown has it go over his head. Couldn't get back fast enough on that line drive. It's going to be a double to the deepest part of the ballpark for Dawson Futch, who's now on base in the fifth inning. That ball was smacked. So Logan Langbin gives up a long double with one out. And here comes Matt Seidel. So the challenge here is obvious. Keep that runner on second base from coming around and scoring. So the Evergreens have fought back to within a run at 6-5 and don't want to fall behind again. One out, runner in scoring position, and the pitch to Seidel is down low for ball one. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. The count is one ball and no strikes. There's one out, runner on second. Evergreens trailing by one. That pitch overthrown. Misses up high. It's two balls, no strikes. I know on Monday when I catch up with the voice of the Lumberjacks, Tom King, I'll probably hear about that cold Friday night game in Wisconsin Rapids. Lumberjacks, I believe, lost that game, but it was a night game played down at Witter Field, and it must have been cold. Must have been down in the 30s. Langbin's pitch there finds the inside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Matt Seidel at the plate. Cody Streck, the number three man in the Appleton order, awaits on deck. So Langbin needs to get out from the toughest part of the Appleton batting order. Here's the pitch. And that misses down low. It's three balls and a strike. So Langbin is in danger of putting another runner on base here. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. 3-1 pitch is on the way. Swings at a high fastball. The count goes full. Wind now blowing straight out. Mike Plaza's home run was not really wind-aided. He hit that one out to left center. The wind that we have is blowing to right center. 3-2 pitch, Langbin to Seidel. And here's a hard-hit ground ball. Diving stop by the third baseman. Throws across the diamond, and he is safe. Going to be an infield hit for Matt Seidel. Great play by Cody Cocker to keep that ball from going in the outfield. He saved his team a run by that diving stop at third base. No shame that Cocker couldn't get up and make the throw in time. The big defensive play was keeping it from going into left field. That would have cost a run. So instead, there are runners on first and third with one out, and here comes Cody Streck. Double play could get the Evergreens out of the inning. In fact, they are playing back, not trying to cut down the runner at third, should Streck be able to put the ball in play in the infield. Streck had a long double back in the first. He is one of three for the ballgame. Streck asks for time, and the Evergreens use this moment to make sure they set their defense. Double play here would be fabulous. Appleton East leads 6-5, but they are trying to rebuild what had been a four-run lead from earlier in the game. Langbin comes set. Here's the pitch, and that's up high for ball one. There had been earlier activity in the Appleton bullpen, and that has died down. And because of where our press box is, we can't tell if there's action in the Evergreens bullpen. That's beyond the left field line and is out of our line of sight. 1-0 pitch here that nearly hit him. Gets off the glove of the catcher, and a run's going to score. That bounced off the glove of Zach Hancock, so that's going to wind up being a pass ball. And the run scores from third base, and now it's 7-5. kind of a tough break there as the Evergreens again got within one run, and now they're down by two. Runner also advances from first to second on the passed ball to Zach Hancock. The count is 2-0. As Logan Langbin's trying to get Cody Streck retired here. Misses up high. And young Langbin doing a little work in front of the mound like he didn't like exactly where his foot was landing. Another distraction here for a young pitcher. 3-0 pitch is coming with a runner on second and now one run as we play the top of the fifth. And that is ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Cody Streck. And there are runners on first and second. That is the second walk that Logan Langbin has allowed against no strikeouts. Langbin has allowed only one run since entering the game. Earlier six charged to the starter, Cody Jensen, who gave way after working three innings. Here comes Thomas Shearer. One out, first and second. First ball swinging, swings and misses at a low fastball. That's strike one. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And Tulusti and Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Pitches up high and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Very happy for those of you who are listening in on today's Fox Sports Radio High School Baseball broadcast. The Evergreens with a win earlier today, even their season record at 3-3. They won the first game of this doubleheader 11-4. Trailing in the second game 7-5. Here's the 1-1 pitch popped up down the third base line. Out of play. Foul ball. And now it's 1-2 to Thomas Shearer. There is only one out, and there's a run in. Langbin kind of needs this out. Langbin takes his time. Now comes set. Takes a look at that runner at second base, and here's his pitch. Misses down low. Count is two balls and two strikes. Langbin was kind of hoping that Shearer would chase there, and he didn't. Jake Gustacia, who is 2-for-3, awaits on deck, which is why you would love the double play if you can induce one here. 2-2 pitch is coming. That didn't miss by much, and the count goes full 3-2. I guess that was a little high. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio. Going to see a lot more conference action next week, if the weather allows us to play. Showers expected to arrive by tomorrow in our area. 3-2 pitch from Langbin, and that ball is fouled down the third base line. We'll do it all over again. The Evergreens got this game to within 6-5, and they've given a run back here in the top of the fifth. Appleton East 7, D.C. Everest 5 now. With Matt Seidel, the runner at second, and Cody Streck, the runner at first. Streck is there by a walk. 3-2 pitch here as Langbin doesn't want to walk another one. And here's a pitch, ground ball to second. This could be a double play ball. Kell to Kell, and that's all they get. Bobbled on the exchange, and the runner at second is out. Thomas Shearer reaches on a fielder's choice. Ryan Kell flipped to Alex Kell, and Kell had a little trouble getting the ball out of his glove to try and make that throw over. So instead, the Evergreens will be happy to record the out there. Kell to Kell. And here comes Jake Gustacia. There are two outs now. And there are runners at first and third. The Appleton East bench was hoping that the runner at second would be called safe on a dropped exchange, but the ball was never dropped. It was just bobbled briefly while trying to get it out of his glove. The Major League Baseball rule change, there's a pitch that's over for a strike, is that on those dropped exchanges, the runner's going to be safe. I think that's one of those rules that Major League Baseball may reevaluate and may wind up changing back. 0-1 pitch coming to Jake Gustacia. Here it is, out in front of that pitch, and that's strike two. So Alex Kell looking to strand another runner in scoring position. I'm sorry, Logan Langman is looking to strand another runner in scoring position and minimize the damage here in a 7-5 ball game. The Evergreens have shown a lot of resiliency. They've been battling back the entire ball game. 0-2 pitch. There's a ground ball to third. Tough hop. It goes off the chest of Cody Cocker. A run scores, and everybody's safe. Was bounced in front of Cody Cocker. I think, you know, because it's a bad hop, I think I'd give a hit there. I know the jury here on the scorer's table is thinking about that, too. It took a tough hop off the infield and hit Cody Cocker in the chest. They are going to give a hit, and it does allow another run to score, 8-5 now. As Jake Gustacia is 3-for-4 in this game. And now there are runners at first and second. Here comes Logan Andrew. Logan Andrew entered the game as a defensive replacement in the in center field, and he is batting for the first time. So Appleton has gotten two runs back. So, I mean, if anything, what's frustrating for the Evergreens, it almost makes the Mike Plaza home run for naught. Plaza hit a two-run homer that brought his team within one, and his Evergreens have given the runs back since there. Pitches a ball. Logan Andrew, right-handed batter against right-handed pitching, Logan Langman. Logan comes set, and here's his pitch. Ground ball on the infield, another chance for Cody Cocker at third base. Throws across the diamond, bounced and dug out for the out. Nice play at first base for Josh Merchant to bring the inning to an end. The Evergreens got within one and gave two runs back here in the top of the fifth inning. Appleton East tallies twice more, and at the end of 4.5, our score is 8-5, Appleton East. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley, and the bottom of the fifth inning is on with the Evergreens trailing again by three runs. Evergreens have not quite been able to get over the hump in this ballgame. After trailing 4-0 in the first inning, the Evergreens have gotten within one and now fall a little further behind again. Our score is 8-5. Evergreens on the bat in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Cody Cocker, first ball hitting grounds to second base. Hudson Futch throws over to Joey Sherry at first. One pitch and one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Josh Merchant is now to bat. Merchant is 0-2 in this ballgame. And for the doubleheader is 0-3. Merchant is first ball hitting and lifts that to left field, deep to the warning track. Going back and making the catch is Cody Stretch for the out. Merchant with warning track power with a long fly ball out. And there are two pitches and there are two outs. Here comes Ryan Kell to bat. Kell has walked in both of his plate appearances. And just to give your pitcher a break, Ryan Kell's got to know to take a pitch here. And he does. He takes ball one. Yeah, when the first two bats are retired on two pitches, You don't want to risk sending your pitcher right back out there just as soon as he puts himself on the bench. Kell's pitch there is over for a strike. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreen's Baseball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. It's a ball. It's two balls and one strike to Ryan Kell. And on the re-entry rule, Alex Kell awaits on deck. Pitches up high there, 3-1. Evergreen seeing if they can get a two-out base runner here. Evergreen's got two runs back on Mike Plaza's home run, and Appleton East added two more runs. This one's fouled off at the plate. So it is 2-2 to Ryan Kell. Bennett Groves has been the only pitcher used in this ball game for Appleton East. Evergreen started Cody Jensen, gave up six runs, and Logan Langbin. And there's ball four. So with two outs, Ryan Kell has walked for the third time in the ballgame.
Number 31, Alex Kell.
And Alex Kell comes up to bat again. Kell is re-entering the game. Single when he first batted in the second inning, then gave way to Jordan Ellenbecker, and now will bat again. The Evergreens would get to the top of the order if Kell can keep things going. That almost hit him. Inside pitch, ball one. Since it would have grazed Kell off the shin, almost would have liked to see him take that one for the team. Get us back to the top of the order. Mason Hagenbusher on deck if the inning continues. And here's the pitch, fly ball to center field. Camping under it and catching is Logan Andrew, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens do not score and leave a runner at first base. Five complete, and Appleton East leads D.C. Everest 8-5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
We are Fox Sports!
Logan Langbin is back out to work his third inning of the ballgame as we go to the top of the sixth with Appleton East leading 8-5. Again, the Evergreens had this game within 6-5 after trailing earlier by four runs. Got to see if the Evergreens have one more comeback left in them. And of course, that'll become much easier if the deficit doesn't get any bigger. 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order. Austin Meyer, the designated hitter, will lead off. Meyer is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. And here's Langbin's first pitch. Up high, ball one. Today's Evergreens broadcast brought to you by our many fine Fox Sports Radio sponsors, including Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Line drive to center field, a base hit, Austin Meyer. Meyer hit that one on a line. And nothing that center fielder Wyatt Brown, even with his good speed, could do about it. No way he could come in fast enough on that. And the leadoff man is aboard with a single.
Number 20, Joey Sherry.
That's the 11th hit for Appleton East. Now, of course, the hits in this game are coming up against pitchers for the Evergreens, who are normally JV pitchers. The Evergreens sent in that first game, they sent Brady Burrell to the mound. Burrell's the number one pitcher, relieved by Bryce Hines. Jensen and Langbin have been doing their work at the junior varsity level. So here comes John Sherry with a runner on first and nobody out top of the sixth. Sherry's out in front of that for a strike. Chris Miller awaits on deck for Appleton East. And here comes Langbin with his high set. Langbin did not check the runner there, and the pitch is down low. It's one ball, one strike. Runners will take a bigger lead and will take advantage if they realize that the pitcher is not at least looking over and checking them back, and Langbin did not on that pitch. 1-1 pitch here, and Merchant, first baseman, is holding him. Pitch is up high. It's two balls and a strike. Today's game, sponsored in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports. One ball and a strike, none out and a runner on. Appleton leading by 3 runs. Pitches down low, almost a snap throw to first. Faked by Zach Hancock, enough to send the runner diving back. And Langbin has fallen behind in the count. 2 balls and a strike. Evergreens play straight away, hoping for a double play on defense. Langbin sets, and here's his pitch. And that's a foul ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Becoming harder and harder to see at Simon Field, because as the sun sets over the right field fence, the sun is right in our eyes here at the press box. Our press box is in between home and third, right above the D.C. Everest third base dugout. And in the late afternoon, kind of tough. Here's the pitch. And this is a fly ball into center field. Wyatt Brown has time to get under this one. He makes the catch. And that's the first out, sixth inning. The runner does not advance. Austin Meyer retreats to first base. And here comes Chris Miller. Miller took over at third base for Nick Goudreau and flied out to left field during his first and only plate appearance. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection on Wausau's west side. Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Throw over to first base. Runner is back. Appleton East has scored runs in every inning except the fourth. They started off the game by sending 10 men to the plate in a 4-run first inning. Pitch is on the outside corner. There's a strike. Remember, the podcasts and replays of all of our Everest sporting events are on our new website, everythingevergreens.com. If you come out to the games, you can post your pictures right there through your Instagram account. Use the hashtag DCEverest. Batter Chris Miller steps out. And now he's back in, waiting a pitch from Logan Langbin. Here's the pitch. And that's a little bit high. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. I hope the next time we play a home game here that our new scoreboard out in right field is working. Scoreboard is up. It's been mounted. Just the electronics are not quite programmed right. And here's a pitch, fly ball on the infield. Second baseman calling and catching, and Ryan Kell has retired Chris Miller for the second out. Dawson Foyt now ready to bat. Foyt had a double back in the fifth inning and came around to score. And now with 2 outs and a runner on first, Foyt is an important out for the Evergreens. The Evergreens will still have 6 outs to work with, their half of the bottom of the sixth inning and seventh inning. They'd like to keep this deficit at 3 because that would still keep the comeback in order. First ball swinging, fouled off down the first base line for strike 1. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishes all area athletes a successful season. 0-1 pitch coming to Dawson Foyt. That one bounces down low, gets away from the catcher, and the runner advances. A wild pitch on Logan Langbin. Langbin bounced that one off the front part of home plate. So now there's a runner in scoring position. Puts a little more pressure on our young pitcher to retire Dawson Foyt. Thought Logan Langman's done just fine in this game, making his first varsity start. Runner on second now with two outs. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Nice pitch from young Logan. This part of our broadcast brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Logan Langman's worked ahead in the count. 1-2. Here's his pitch. And fouled off. Hit him in the batter's box. We'll do it again. The job here for Dawson Foyt is to try and pick up that runner at second base. His team leads by 3, and the game just feels a lot differently if it gets up to 4 runs again, because that is the biggest lead that Appleton East has had. 1-2 pitch on the way, strike 3 on the outside corner, and the inning comes to an end. Now, what's going on here? I've got that as a third out. Am I incorrect here? The Appleton East players are standing around like they're waiting, and that is the third out, and the inning has come to an end. Appleton East, with our scoreboard not working, didn't realize that was the third out. It is indeed, and the inning has come to a close. Dawson Foyt called out on strikes. And you know what? The Appleton East coach, again, while he's walking back from the third base dugout, had something to say to the home plate umpire about it. Appleton East does not score in the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth coming up, D.C. Everest is trailing by 3. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You find yourself saying, "What's trending?"
Well, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to FoxSportsRadio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on FoxSportsRadio.com.
We are Fox Sports.
Welcome back to Simon Field. We're about to play the bottom of the sixth inning, and Appleton East has made a pitching change. Starting pitcher Bennett Groves is done after working 5 innings, and Parker Groves has come in to pitch. Bennett is a sophomore. Parker is a senior. And no way of knowing if they're brothers or if they're related, although they happen to have the same last name. The roster, of course, does not tell us that. We can complete the line, though, on Bennett Groves, who works 5 innings. He allowed 5 hits and 5 runs. He struck out 1 evergreen and walked 5. Stands to be the winning pitcher if Parker Groves can get the final 6 outs here. The evergreens have the top of their batting order coming up. Hagenbusher, Bryce Hines, and Mike Plaza, 1, 2, and 3. With the evergreens needing to come up with 3 runs, they are trailing 8-5. Now, the evergreens went kind of quiet in the fifth inning. First 2 outs were recorded on 2 pitches, then a walk and then a flyout. First pitch to Mason Hagenbusher misses outside for ball 1. And I will tell you, in between innings, pretty long conversation between Coach Randy Reed and the home plate umpire. Coach did not like the call third strike that brought the top of the sixth inning to an end. 1-1 now, as that's over for a strike to Hagenbusher. And here comes Parker Groves with the 1-1 delivery, bounced that, and it's 2 balls and a strike. The Bone and Joint Center sponsors Everest High School Baseball. They have comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. Two balls, one strike, and that's over on the outside corner. I believe we're at 2-2. Yes, we are. Bryce Hines, who singled in his only plate appearance in the ballgame, awaits on deck. 2-2 pitch, chased up high, held up on his swing, and it's 3-2. Count goes full. Trailing by three, sure would love to have the leadoff batter aboard. See what happens on this payoff pitch. And here's a fly ball just over the head of the second baseman, falls for a hit. Dawson Foyt tried to chase that down behind the bag at second, could not catch up with it, and Mason Hagenbusher has the evergreen sixth hit of the ball game, and he is aboard to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Evergreens are sending up Austin Solomon to bat for Bryce Hines. So Austin Solomon, who did get an at-bat in last night's game, and is 0 for 1, comes in here and takes ball one. See if Austin Solomon would stay in the game and go into right field. He might. Austin Solomon pitched in last night's game against Merrill. Pitch to Solomon. That is over. It's one ball and one strike. Mike Plaza is on deck. Plaza hit a home run to left center field his last time up. My first look from here, I thought that Plaza hit that off the wall on the fly. We were kind of looking into the sun here. In fact, it went over. Here's a ground ball deep in the hole at third. Goes off the third baseman's glove. Everybody's going to be safe. That ball was hit up the line. And that's going to be scored an infield hit. Austin Solomon gets a single, and the Evergreens have runners on first and second. And Mike Plaza presents the tying run at the plate in this 8-5 ball game. I got to tell you, Templeton East would be nuts to pitch to Mike Plaza here. Plaza is 2 out of 3 with a home run. If he puts one over the fence here, it will be a tie ball game. I mean, if you walk him, you would put the tying run on base, and I think they're going to go after him. And Mike Plaza, first ball hitting, sends it to left field. He didn't get all of this one. The left fielder makes the catch, and there's one out. Boy, Plaza has been a tough out in this doubleheader. But he flies out there, and with one out, there are still runners on first and second. And here comes Zach Hancock. So Appleton East lived dangerously, and it worked out for them. They got Mike Plaza to fly out. Still only one out, and runners on first and second. Evergreens need 3 runs. Pitch to Hancock is over, strike one. Once you get past Plaza, it has not been as good in the Evergreens batting order. Hancock, Wyatt Brown, and Cody Cocker, 4, 5, and 6 in the order, are combined 1 for 9 in the ballgame. 0-1 pitch is coming. And here's a ground ball to the left side. Third baseman charges, throws across the diamond, dug out, and it's an error. Everybody's safe. Throwing error there on the shortstop. So it'll be charged to Chris Miller. Miller, the third baseman, was charging in and on the run made a bad throw to first base. Bounced it in front of first baseman Joey Sherry, and the Evergreens have the bases loaded for Wyatt Brown. Wyatt Brown is due. 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Fastball to him, strike on the inside corner. Wyatt Brown has flied out twice to right field, and he's struck out. But those at-bats came against Bennett Groves. Now he's facing the new pitcher, Parker Groves, with the bases loaded. With Wyatt Brown's speed, difficult to double him up. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Takes it himself for one, on to first, safe, and a run is in. You bet. Wyatt Brown's speed, you're not going to double him up. So Wyatt Brown on the ground out is able to score the runner from third, and the Evergreens get 1 run back. But there are 2 outs now, and it's up to Cody Cocker to keep the inning going. On the ground out, Austin Solomon advances to third base. And Wyatt Brown, using that blazing speed, not able to double him up. Here's Cody Cocker, left-handed batter against Parker Groves. Pitches down low, almost a wild pitch. If catcher Jake Kosticha didn't get down and block that, the Evergreens would have gotten another run. The Evergreens were facing a three-run deficit at the start of the inning, and now it's back to within two. Got to pick up this man at third base. 1-0 pitch to Cocker, misses outside, it's 2-0. Parker Groves looked like he overthrew there. Looks like he was reaching back for something extra, and instead was just a little bit wild. Josh Merchant, another player who's overdue for a hit, awaits on deck if the inning continues. There are two outs here at the bottom of the sixth. Two balls and no strikes is the count. And here's a ball that has popped up to left field. Left fielder is under it, and that's going to end the inning. Cody Stretch makes the catch. The Evergreens trailed by three at the start of the inning and now trail within two, but they left two men on base in their half of the sixth inning. We go to the top of the seventh, Appleton East 8, D.C. Everest 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Now I'd like to
Jason
spend some time here for a
Smith
public service announcement. Andy Dalton, Bengals quarterback, said today he's the face of the Bengals franchise and wants to get paid like the face of the Bengals franchise. Hang on, what's coming to me? Numbers below 80. Name Andy Dalton's quarterback rating in every one of his playoff games.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Bucks.
Welcome back to Simon Field on the campus of D.C. Everest High School. I'm Chris Conley, and the seventh inning is on. Appleton East to take their turn at bat in the top of the inning with an 8-6 lead. Matt Seidel will lead off against Logan Langman, who's out for a fourth inning of work. Evergreens will need two runs in the bottom half of the inning in order to keep this game going. The first pitch to Matt Seidel is up high for ball one. And that is assuming that Logan Langman can keep this at an 8-6 ball game. Langman has allowed only two runs. The first six charged to Cody Jensen, and only three of them were earned. Here's the pitch, and that's popped up in foul territory. Is there a play for the catcher? Ooh, he overran the ball, and it drops in foul territory. Zach Hancock tried to get over to the fence, thinking that that might be closer, and instead he overran what was a playable ball in foul territory. Tough break. It's one ball and one strike to Matt Seidel. With none out and none on as we just begin the seventh frame of game two of this doubleheader. Evergreens won the first game 11-4. Pitch there, hit him. And Matt Seidel gets aboard, hit batsman. Left fielder Cody Streck to bat now. Streck is 1-for-3. He's been on base twice, doubled and walked. Streck bats number 3 in the order. Just assume that you're putting your best up there when you have 3 and 4 and 5 in the batting order. So this is a dangerous part of the order here for Logan Langman. First ball hitting, fouled off behind home plate for strike one. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. 0-1 pitch coming to Cody Streck. Ground ball to third. Cody Cocker gets it, goes to second. One back to first. Double play for the Evergreens. A 5-4-3 double play for one and two outs here in the seventh inning. Cody Cocker able to start that double play, and Ryan Kell at second base with a quick turn. See if that gives the Evergreen some momentum to build on here. Here comes Thomas Schur with two outs and nobody on in the seventh. In this 8-6 ball game, first ball swinging, fouls that one back behind home plate for strike one. Schur looks like the Appleton East Patriots are going to send Parker Groves back out for the seventh inning. There's no action in their bullpen. And as we look ahead to the seventh, it'll be numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the Evergreens batting order. Pitches over for strike two. The Evergreens will send Josh Merchant, Ryan Kell, and Alex Kell to the plate, needing two runs to get this game back to even. Count is 0-2 now on Thomas Schurer. And here comes Logan Langbin's pitch. Missed outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Langbin, since coming in the game, has issued two walks and struck out one. JV pitcher has done just fine. Here comes the pitch. That's popped up down the third base line. Foul just over our broadcast position here in the Simon Field press box. It's a ball and two strikes. Thomas Shearer, the batter, is a lefty. Again, he bats with no one on and two outs. And Logan Langbin a strike away. Here it comes, and there's a ground ball. Slow roller. Tough play for Ryan Kell, the third baseman. Bare hands it, and the throw is not in time. That was a slow roller, and there wasn't much that Ryan Kell could do about that at second base. Going to be an infield hit. It is the 12th hit that Appleton East has recorded in the ballgame. They've out the Evergreens 12-7. Jake Gostisha now to bat. Two outs and a runner on first base. Appleton East has scored in every inning except the fourth and the sixth. And the Evergreens really need to keep them off the scoreboard, keep them from tallying here in the seventh. And then see what they can do about a two-run deficit. See what Jake Gostisha has to say about this. First pitch to him is a strike. Sure looked like Gustasia had the take on there, that he had to take that first pitch. He'll be ready to swing away now with that runner at first base and two men down. Langbin with the high set. 0-1 pitch. Reaching out, ground ball to third. Fielded cleanly by Cody Conker, gets the force out at second and brings the inning to a close. So Logan Langbin, the Evergreens pitcher, did a great job there. Kept the deficit at two. Appleton East gets a hit, doesn't leave anyone on base, and does not score in their half of the seventh inning. The Evergreens trail by two and have three outs to do something about it. The bottom of the seventh is on in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Fox Sports Radio.
I thought that Parker Groves would come out to work the bottom of the seventh inning, and indeed he is. Parker Groves is on for his second inning of work. The Evergreens did touch him up for a run in the sixth. And he'll need to get three outs to preserve a win for his team. See if the Evergreens can do something about it. Josh Merchant to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Two runs ties it, three runs wins it, with Appleton East leading 8-6. And the first pitch is ball one to Josh Merchant. Merchant today a ground out and two flyouts. He is 0 for 3. Merchant does not have a hit, though, in the doubleheader. Josh Merchant is due. That one almost hit him. Fastball was headed towards his chin, and Josh Merchant had to duck back. He's ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes. I would think you have to take a strike here. Josh Merchant takes a strike right there. It's two balls and one strike. Now Josh Merchant can swing away if he gets something he can handle. What you need most is base runners here. Can't hit a two-run homer with no one on, so Josh Merchant needs to put the ball in play. Chopped off the plate. Slow roller down the third base line. Just foul. You know, if that stayed in fair territory, Josh Merchant was going to have himself an infield hit. He topped it off the plate with a lot of English. It rolled right up along the foul line and then just came to rest in foul territory. And Merchant, for a big kid, was busting it down the line to first. It's two balls and two strikes. Merchant, for a big guy, was moving pretty fast. Freight train. Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. Josh Merchant, did he check his swing? I believe he did. They tag just to make sure, and they're going to appeal down to first, and they just called Josh Merchant out. Oh, I don't like that call. I thought Josh Merchant was able to hold up. Josh Merchant goes back to the dugout with his mouth open like he can't believe it either. And he is the first out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch was down low, and I thought Merchant did not go for it. But our home plate umpire, well, our infield umpire on the appeal, rang him up. And here's a check swing foul ball for Ryan Kell. That's strike one. And you know what? They're going to say that that hit Ryan Kell on a check swing, and Appleton East doesn't like that call. And now the home plate umpire and the infield umpire are going to get together and talk about this. It looked like to me that either, the question is, did it hit the batter or did it hit his bat? And the umpires are going to talk about that. But the home plate umpire pointed Ryan Kell to first base. And that is indeed going to be the call. They're going to say that Ryan Kell was hit by that pitch. And the home plate umpire is giving an explanation to the Appleton bench. Now, of course, if Ryan Kell swings at it and is still hit by it, it's a strike. So Ryan Kell is on first base, officially as a hit batsman, although Appleton East would beg to differ. And here comes Alex Kell to bat. Kell is 1 for 2 in the ballgame, and he represents now the tying run at the plate with one out. Evergreens are trailing 8-6. We're playing the bottom of the seventh. And here's the pitch. Ground ball down the third baseline. Just foul. Alex Kell almost sent that into the left field corner. And you know, there's so much room down the foul lines in foul territory. A ball that just sneaks inside the bag and gets into the outfield, you could run a long way on that. Instead, it's strike one. See if Alex Kell can straighten one out here. Here is the 0-1 pitch, and that's down in the dirt. Almost bounced away from catcher Jake Gustacia. He was able to keep it in front of him. It's one ball and one strike. It has been a full day of baseball. And really a pretty nice day. A little cold when we got our first game underway. It's warmed up nicely. Evergreen still with two outs to work with, and they need two runs. One ball, one strike, and there's a line drive down the left field line. It is foul. Alex Kell has gotten a hold of two pitches and has hit them both hard. Just has not been able to keep them in the field of play. It's one ball and two strikes. So Kell seems like he can handle the stuff of pitcher Parker Groves. And now catcher Jake Gustacia wants to go out and talk with his pitcher here. Catcher may not like the idea that, yes, we've seen a couple of hard fouls here. Alex Kell obviously needs to stay out of the double play here. A double play would end the ball game. Conference breaks up. And Alex Kell is looking down the third base line to get signals from coach Dave Langbin. He now is back in for the one ball, two strike pitch. And that is strike three on the outside corner. Alex Kell has just been retired. And now the Evergreens are down to their final out. Mason Hagenbusher to bat as DC Everest gets back to the top of their batting order. You know what makes this game interesting? The game becomes interesting if somehow the Evergreens can get to Mike Plaza, who's the batter in the hole. First pitch to Hagenbusher is a strike. Hagenbusher and a pinch hitter, or perhaps Austin Solomon, would have to keep the game going to give Plaza a turn. Two outs and one on. Appleton trying to close out this game, leading by two. Pitch to Hagenbusher is on the corner for a second strike, 0-2. And Parker Groves, one strike away from putting this in the win column for his team and getting the Patriots a split of this doubleheader. See if Mason Hagenbusher can make some contact here. 0-2 and two outs. Here's the pitch. And that is called strike three. The game is over. Parker Groves strikes out the side in the seventh inning as the Evergreens leave the tying run standing in the batter's box at home plate. Our final score in game two of the doubleheader, Appleton East defeats DC Everest 8-6. We'll be back with a wrap-up after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone & Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Going to hit the phones. Jennifer in Michigan, welcome to Race Day on Fox.
I noticed that even though Martin Truex isn't with NAPA anymore, you still hear his old commercials and occasionally see them on TV.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. They paid a lot of money for those commercials. They're going to get the best out of them. They're not going to put all their money in that basket again with Chase Elliott being new to the series. And he's got to make a name for himself. But I got to tell you, man, doing a great job doing that right now. Two wins under his belt already in the Nationwide Series. And he's beating the big names when the Sprint Cup drivers come down and start racing in the Nationwide. That's what's pretty cool about this.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, Appleton East earned a split of this doubleheader, defeating DC Everest in Game 2 by a score of 8-6. The winning pitcher in the game is Bennett Groves. Groves was staked to a 4-0 lead in the first inning. He worked 5 innings, allowed 5 runs, 5 hits. He walked 5 men and struck out 1. Bennett Groves gets the win for the Appleton East Patriots. The Evergreens used 2 JV pitchers in Game 2. Cody Jensen takes the loss, working the first 3 innings. He allowed 6 runs on 6 hits. Only 3 of those 6 runs were earned. Jensen did not strike out any batters and walked 1. Logan Langbin, who pitched well in relief, worked the final 4 innings. Langbin gave up 6 hits and allowed 2 runs. Both were earned, 1 strikeout and 2 walks. Again, Logan Langbin making his varsity debut, along with starting pitcher Cody Jensen. Evergreens won the first game by a score of 11-4. Appleton East wins the nightcap 8-6. The final line score, Appleton East with 8 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors. DC Everest with 6 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. Offensive star of the game, Mike Plaza, who had a heck of a doubleheader. 3-for-4 in the first game, 2-of-4 in the second game, including a 2-run homer that put the Everest Evergreens within 1 run. But the Evergreens could not get over the hump today and would get no closer. again falling two runs short. Pitcher Parker Groves in relief struck out the side in the seventh inning to close out the ball game for Appleton East. So with this split, the Evergreens go to 3 wins and 4 losses for the season. They are 1-2 in conference play. And Appleton East makes the ride back to the Fox Valley with a 3-5 record. That's going to do it for this afternoon's doubleheader broadcast on Fox Sports Radio. Our next upcoming high school broadcast will have Wausau East baseball on Monday afternoon. And we'll have DC Everest in Marshfield on Tuesday, both of those games weather permitting with rain in our forecast. Thank you for joining us for today's Fox Sports Radio broadcast, DC Everest and Appleton East split doubleheader in the home opener at Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley, and that does it for today's broadcast. You've been listening to Everest Sports on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.